Good morning. Coming up on 9:10 here on the Mighty 690. And it is time for our monthly update from Visit Coffeeville. Tourism Director Wyatt Starnes joins us. Good morning, Wyatt. How's it going?
Morning, James. I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. So we've made it through
the
fair.
We made it through fair. I got to tell you, and this is more so for the Coffeeville locals, how did we do it without a single drop of rain?
I know.
I don't know how that happened. We usually always have at least one rainstorm come through the week of fair. It's like you can count on it. You know, I think they write the Farmer's Almanac around our fair week so that we can do that. But no rain. But hey, that's all right. I got to work out there this year a little bit. And, you know, I always knew it was a big event, but getting to see all the bits and pieces that go into it, it's no wonder it's a success every year. So it was a lot of fun. It was warm, but it was a lot of fun.
I think every day was over 100.
Yeah, it was so. It was a warm week, that's for sure. But that did not stop people from coming out and attending. And I think the Demo Derby this year was maybe the biggest night that they had. So that was kind of exciting.
Yeah, typically is. That's a big night. So glad folks were able to make it out and enjoy it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Got to visit with a lot of cool people. So. But we're glad to be moving into cooler weather. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Slowly but surely cooling down.
If you don't know the Wyatt lore on the radio, I'm always talking about how I am excited for cooler weather. So this is like my time. I've been preparing all summer long. So so another thing I want to talk about, speaking of summer, I had mentioned, I think, a couple months back that the Brown Mansion and Dalton Defenders Museum were a part of Sunflower Summer through Kansas Tourism. That has wrapped up. We saw a lot of success with it, actually. The actual program itself was very successful, but here in Coffeeville, we saw an additional 200 visitors come through. Now, it's important to note that number may seem small. Those visitors are all Kansas natives. They weren't from other states because the program was set up for Kansas kids. And so that's 200 plus kiddos that got to come through and see the museum, see the mansion, learn about our history, tell people about it, learn a little bit about what's happening down here in Southeast Kansas. So that's exciting. That, to me, that's a success. So I know that they worked really, really hard to be a part of this, and I'm excited to see if next year we get even more people here. So Sunflower Summer was a success. Another thing that I want to tell you about, we had a tour group come through recently. Actually, it was Friday. Sunrise Tour Groups. I don't know if you've heard of them out of Springfield.
No. Mm-mm.
They've got an amazing thing that they've got going there. And we got to help organize a mystery tour. This was pretty interesting. So the tour guide, she was putting together a mystery tour. And essentially, the 46 people attending this tour had no idea what they were doing every single day.
Oh, that's great.
And so it was a lot of fun. They got to come in, tour the mansion. They got to have lunch at the mansion. After that, they came over to the museum, did the museum, got to see the old bank in our office, get to have an icy, and it was a lot of fun. But the one thing that I heard from every single person was, wow, I had no idea that all of this was here. You have such a cute town, or you have such a nice town, or you have such a quaint town. And I think sometimes we forget that, you know, with everything going on around us, we do live in a really great place, and our visitors see that. And they also commented on how refreshing it was to see a downtown that was working on itself and making it, you know, look better and look nice. So to all the business in town, but also all the downtown business, people notice what you're doing. We see that you're working hard to bring things in. So kudos to you guys, because it's going noticed. The visitors are seeing it, and they love it. So, but that was a really interesting group that we got to work with.
Is this one of those like tour bus big things that come in?
Oh, yeah. They have a big old bus that rolls in, and it was interesting. I'd been working with them for about a month and a half at that point. And kind of, you know, I've had several groups come through, so I kind of knew what I was getting myself in for. Yeah, this was way bigger than what I was expecting. Normally, my groups are around like 25 to 30. This was a bigger group and a lot of moving pieces, but they loved it. Absolutely loved it.
So did they reach out? And do you know how they found out about the
They actually sent an email through. It was actually through the Historical Society on their Coffeeville History website. They just kind of put in an inquiry of like, hey, we wanted to, you know, come tour the place. Can you give me more information? That was passed along to me, and I kind of started the whole conversation coordinating all of the little pieces here and there. It took 4 or 5 volunteers to get it all to happen, but it was a lot of fun. And, you know, they ask a lot of good questions, too. Sometimes two groups come through, and they just kind of are sightseeing. But they were interested in the history, and they wanted to know more, which is always fun for our volunteers, because that's why they're there. They're passionate about the history. So it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
That's great. Well,
it was a long day, but it was a fun day, that's for sure.
Might be some more opportunities there, because I've seen these groups around, and you know, they're always looking for someplace new and exciting to go to.
Yes, and it's, you know, more experience for me. I'm still newer to the position, only about 2 years, so getting to see how those operate, I'm learning more about what they do on the back end, so then I can start reaching out to certain ones and feel like I've got some confidence on trying to bring them in here. So yeah, it was exciting. We saw a lot of tour groups this year. I think we've had 7 or 8 come through this year. So that's exciting for me. That's a lot of fun. A lot of people getting to come learn about Coffeyville. So, but speaking of downtown and all of this, you know, all of this action happening, it's perfect timing because we're gearing up for fall. And fall is, while it may be our favorite, it's also our busiest time of year. So we're excited for the cooler temperatures, because the cooler temperatures bring out all the fun things to do. Now, one thing I want to mention before I forget it, 100 Mile Sale is coming up. We'll talk about the dates here in a minute. If you want to be on our map that we produce for Coffeyville, make sure you swing by the chamber before September 4th. I think you've got 2 weeks to get on the map. It's $5. We'll put your address and then the days that you're open. We don't necessarily need times, but the days that you're open. Make sure you do that. If you cannot get there in person, we do have an online sign up through the chamber's website. Just go to coffeevillechamber.org, and then in the top right corner, it'll say 100 Mile Sale. Click on that. You can sign up that way. It is $1 additional, so $6 rather than $5. But make sure you get on that map, because we'll be producing that a couple days before the sale. Which leads me right into our upcoming events here in town. We're about to be full steam ahead on all things in town. So we've got the 100 Mile Sale. That'll be September 10th through the 12th, which is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They've kind of, over the last few years, kind of transitioned a little bit of how they would do it. It used to be 2 days, and then they went to 3, and then they went to a Sunday, and back and forth. It seems like we've had the same Thursday, Friday, Saturday for a little bit now, but that's exciting. And, you know, there's 100-plus miles of highway sales. But one thing that I would like to encourage people is, at some point during the day, you're going to get hungry. You're going to want to take a break. You're going to want to see something that isn't a rummage sale or an antique shop. Stop in Coffeyville. We have lots of things to offer here. We've got all kinds of restaurants that can appease you. Anything from Italian to home cooking, you know, Asian cuisine, all kinds of different things. There's tons of history here. Stop in a museum for a couple hours while you're in town. You never know what you might run into and learn here. There's tons of shops that would love to see you on this route. So keep that in mind as you're out and about shopping. There's plenty to do here.
Yeah, are there any resources out there if folks, you know, obviously when you come to a new place, it's kind of hard to figure out what to eat. Are there any resources that you have?
Totally. If you go to visitcoffeyville.com, we've got a full list of restaurants here in town. We've kind of broke them down to where it's like, you know, your chain restaurants, but then it's like local home cooking restaurants, things that you won't find anywhere else. The good stuff, yes. So we have it broke down in several different ways. And then also we have some up around town. If you're just out and about shopping, there's little signs that'll say your next adventure starts here or something like that. Scan that QR code. That'll take you to a list of things too. But of course, always call the chamber. If you're in town and you want to know, hey, where's the best place to go get a XYZ, give us a call. We'd love to kind of send you in the right direction. We see people all the time that are asking that. So yeah, lots of great resources.
Absolutely.
And ask the locals too. They usually know where the best stuff is too.
Yeah, no, it's definitely good, and hope folks can take advantage of that.
Totally.
And you know, we always love to get, you know, more national attention here on Coffeyville, just like you know, with Little House on the Prairie
and
Independence.
Yes.
You know, we've got our Dalton story here, so we always like to tell that.
Totally. And speaking of which, well, actually, hang on, I'm skipping an event. I want to mention that they've really been growing this the last few years. The Native Unity Gathering,
yes,
that NAFI puts on, it's actually down in South Coffeyville, but anyone in the area knows that's like a whole hop, skip, and a jump. It's not very far. It's September 26th. That event has grown year after year. It's basically an all-day event celebrating Native heritage. I don't have a lot of the details yet for this year, but as we get closer, we'll be sharing some more of those. But put that on your calendar now. We've got about a month before that one rolls into town, so that'll be fun. But then, like you were saying, the Dalton history, October, I mean, immediately the first thing you think of is Dalton Defender Days. We are gearing up for that one. It is October 2nd and 3rd, which is a Friday and a Saturday. It is always a fun event. There's always a lot of people in town for that. There's a lot of moving parts. So Friday, they generally have a reenactment, and then they'll have some vendors open, live music in the evenings. And then Saturday is when the biggest part of the weekend happens. We'll have three different reenactments throughout the day. We'll have a car show, vendors open, live music. They have just a little bit of everything happening that day. I'm especially excited for this Dalton Defender Days because we have a travel writer coming into town to write about the event. So that's really exciting. The Dalton Defenders, they have a Facebook page. Get on there, and on there they'll have the full lineup. You can also find it on the Chamber's community calendar. They'll have the full lineup for the event. If you're wanting to be a vendor, I think they are like trying to finalize that information here in the next week. So if you're interested in setting up a booth or bringing a food truck, get a hold of them. They should have a phone number and email on their Facebook page, Dalton Defender Days. Check them out. Of course, if you can't get a hold of them, get a hold of us at the Chamber, and we will connect you to them. We're excited. We always love Dalton Defender Days.
Oh, yeah.
We've already been talking about it in our office, and we're like, you know, because we'll cover inside, and me and Lindsay, we kind of always are like, we'll take Saturday because we just enjoy being there all day long.
Well, it's one of those things that maybe if you have family that's talked about maybe visiting the area, it's always a great weekend to bring
always up. A good weekend. Generally, the weather's nice. Now, I will say the last 2 years, it's been a little warm, but it's the perfect time to come out and you know, tour the museum and then go to the museum, learn all about it, and then watch it happen live. That is always exciting. So that's a great time to visit town. More information will be on our Facebook page and, of course, the Dalton's page. So be on the lookout. And then this one, it sounds like it's far away. I'm telling you it'll be here tomorrow. Night of Fright at Cedar Bluff Camp. They are gearing up for that. The dates are going to be October 23rd and 24th and 30th and 31st, which means on Halloween, you can go through a spook trail. Now, I will tell you, I don't respond well to spook trails. I am a scaredy cat, and they definitely put on a great show. It's actually like you ride through it, so I guess it's like a riding trail. It scared the snot out of me. I'm a baby when it comes to that, but everyone seems to love it, and it goes to the Cedar Bluff camp. There, you use it to help, you know, upkeep and keep the camp going. So put that on your calendar. I know it seems crazy to be talking about Halloween stuff right now, but it'll be here before you know it. And of course, we've got other ones coming, but I'll save that for a later show because we're gearing up for the holidays right after that.
That's right. All right. Well, Wyatt, we appreciate all the great things going on at Visit Coffeyville. And again, if folks are going to be planning a trip to Coffeyville, website's a great one-stop shop.
It is. It's a great place to go. If you want to talk to someone, give us a call at 620-251-2550. Ask for me. I'd be happy to help plan a trip for you.
Okay. All right. Well, Wyatt, we always appreciate it. Look forward
Thank
to
you
catching
so much.
Up again soon.
All right.
That is Wyatt Starnes with Visit Coffeyville. And on the way, we have more of your calls on Open Line right after this check of Beef Industry News.